Those have often been relied for the sociological analysis more than it has been for his writing, his style. This is a shame, I think, because Luigi is the most extraordinary writer. He's excited by all the sorts of things you'd expect now if he picks up the statistical analysis to be excited by. He's obsessed by facts, by myths, by averages, by the sorts of things that every second of them is human figures and mathematical figures. But as soon as you start looking at it closely and close those mathematical facts, the more they start to take on a strange quality or quality. So, for instance, you will list exactly the number of cubic inches of rainfall in London, down to the last cubic inch over the course of a year. It's nonsense. Statistically, it is crazy. There is no way you could know, or even guesstimate, how many cubic inches of rainfall there are. But what one realizes is that, in fact, that's not the point. The point is, his pleasure in testing evidence against his own imaginative capacity for wonder. And it's the capacity for wonder, for surprise, to be astonished by the everyday, by all the things that we are like to take for granted. That makes him such a special writer. The way in which the ordinary world can be somehow defamiliarized when he starts to look at it. He makes the reader look again at everything they might have taken for granted. Not just poverty, but not just people like the water commissioner, who's 12 years old, thinks he might drink in before the 1820s. Not just the not make great son, who's crippled and pulls himself along in scenes and years. Not just those individuals, but the whole world of London. Everything from what the pavements made out of to the amount of smoke in the air. Everything that you might think is taken for granted by looking at a photograph or reading a bit of Dickens or picture of it. Suddenly it's strange and it's extraordinary.